War is one of the painful realities of life. However much we might dislike warfare, however much we might think it is wrong, or wish that it didn't exist, history shows us its reality. The impact of the First and Second World Wars on the people of Europe was very hard. The personal story from my own family is that both my grandfathers fought in the First World War. My father's father, Horace, was killed 101 years ago in June 1918, and he died just 2 weeks before my father was born. So my father never knew his own father. He was brought up by his mother, his aunt, and his grandfather. I will never know how different my father's life might have been if Horace hadn't been killed in northern France. My other grandfather, Charles, returned from World War I, but he was very much affected by it. He was shell-shocked and didn't speak about the details of his experience with my family. My mother tells me that when he was ill in bed with flu, he would tear the bedclothes, reliving his battles. When we multiply these two small stories across the villages, towns, cities, and countries that fought in the two world wars, we start to feel the pain and tragedy of war. Many of you will have your own stories from your family. And today we remember the cost paid by those who suffered for our freedom today. What hope does Jesus Christ offer for people who've experienced the horror and loss of war? Well, we will consider two encouragements this morning. Firstly, the encouragement that God will judge humanity fairly and with justice. And secondly, that Jesus Christ offers the hope of a new earth where death, sadness, and pain will be no more. Shona Ferrugio is going to bring today's Bible reading. It's from the book of Revelation, chapter 20, starting at verse 11.
And it's at the bottom of page 1248 in the Pew Bibles. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. Earth and sky fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And each person was judged according to what he had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." This is the word of the Lord.
The book of Revelation is a vision, it's a record of visions given by Jesus Christ to a man called John. And this reading is a wonderful vision, full of the hope that is found in Jesus. Today, as we consider the pain of war, I want to draw out two encouragements for us. And the first is this, that God will judge humanity fairly and with justice. On a battlefield, choosing right and wrong gets very complicated. Split-second decisions, confusion, physical exhaustion, lack of clarity over commands from your leader, impaired hearing from bombing, excruciating pain. How can we possibly hope to have moral clarity on a battlefield? But God is not like us. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12 says this, I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. There will be a final judgment for humanity. The moral fog of war will be fairly judged. Both the great and the small stand before God's throne in the vision. That means generals and cadets, the rich and the poor, leaders and citizens, the famous and the unknown, despots and all those who've committed war crimes will be judged according to what they have done. The UK has a precise legal culture, but human judges can still make mistakes. They don't know all the facts. Sometimes the wrong person is declared guilty or innocent. Not so with God. He sees everything and knows things for what they really are. He will judge even the complexities of war with justice. God will have his own war tribunal to assess who is guilty and who isn't. So Revelation encourages us that God will judge humanity fairly. We can give thanks to God for this promise of future truth and justice. Secondly, Jesus Christ offers the hope of a new earth without death, sadness, or pain. In his vision, John sees a new heaven and a new earth. This is a vision of a new beginning for humanity, a new beginning for humanity's relationship with God. At the moment, we cannot see God face to face. We don't live in his immediate presence. When we come to church, we can't come and see God as he is. But Revelation promises that humanity will live with God in our midst. Chapter 21, verse 3. Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. It will be amazing to be near the brilliant, creative, all-powerful God who made the world that we experience. There's a wonderful promise in verse 4. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There'll be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. We're being promised a new order. After a just judgment, the tears and the pain, the horror of war will be done away with. Death will be over and a thing of the past. So Revelation tells us that war isn't going to go on forever. One day it will be resolved with a true judgment and a new beginning for people whose names are written in God's book of life. God promises to make everything new. Pain and death will be replaced by a new order, living in the very presence of our wonderful God. So in conclusion, as we walk to the village war memorial to remember those who died for our freedom, Jesus Christ offers us the promise that God will judge humanity fairly and with justice. And he promises the hope of a new world where sadness and death will be a thing of the past. So I finish with a question. How can a person be part of this new heaven and earth? Well, let me leave you with Jesus' promise from John's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 25. And this verse has just been engraved on the edge of the new burial area in our churchyard. It's a wonderful promise. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies." This is our hope in the face of the horrors of war. So may I encourage you to put your hope and belief in Jesus Christ today. We'll have a moment of quiet, and then I'll lead us in a prayer. Heavenly Father, on this Remembrance Sunday, we consider the day when you will judge humanity with true justice. We remember your promise of a new earth, where you will dwell with your people face to face and will wipe away our tears. We long for this day, Father, and we wait patiently for it. In Jesus' name, amen.